This is Dakota Datebook for June 17th. Dr. Webster Merrifield became the University of North Dakota's third president on this date in 1891. Merrifield grew up in Vermont and graduated from Yale in 1877. For the next 2 years, he taught in a private school in New York, then spent the next 4 years as a Greek and Latin tutor at Yale. He moved to Dakota Territory in 1883 to fill the chair of Latin and Greek at the newly established University of North Dakota, where he also taught literature and political science. UND's early years were difficult. The state had taken on many costly institutions without enough of a tax. In 1885, President Blackburn was dismissed, and Merrifield was asked to take over. Instead, he recruited Homer Sprague as the school's second president. But in 1891, Merrifield relented, accepting the position he would hold for the next 15 years. Merrifield faced the same challenges as his predecessors. The territory was struggling toward statehood. There were political problems, and the economy was on a downturn. In 1894, an outbreak of typhoid fever paralyzed both the university and the city of Grand Forks. The following year, the governor refused to appropriate any money for UND, and it looked like it would close. The University of Montana saw an opportunity and tempted Merrifield to become its president and to bring with him his entire faculty. The city of Grand Forks rallied, however, raising $26,000, and the teaching staff accepted a 25% pay cut. During Merrifield's presidency, UND was reorganized and actually expanded, including the law school and medical school. Merrifield also worked to develop and improve curricular standards for the state's fledgling high schools. In fact, at his retirement in 1912, he was honored as the father of secondary schools in North Dakota. Dr. Webster Merrifield died in his Pasadena, California home in 1916 at the age of 63. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Mary Helm. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.